Blog Talk Radio. Hello and welcome. You're listening to Talk the Tea with E, a weekly podcast for everyone. Join E every week right here on Blog Talk Radio as she opens up interesting conversations about everything from family, love, marriage, relationships, you name it, she's got the tea. This show is brought to you by Heart to Hand Shoebox Ministries in association with Pieces of Me, an autobiography by Erica Patrick Van Zandt. As always, we hope you enjoy the show. Now sit back, relax, and get ready. It's about time to talk the tea. With your girl E.
With your girl E.
With your girl E. With
what's up? What's up, lovely? Happy Thursday to everybody out there. Thank you so much for joining your girl E on Talk the Tea with E. This show is brought to you by my coach, my number one inspiration, Stacy Purpose Kirk. Join us tomorrow as she does a relaunch of the book that inspired the movie for 2001, Sam's Jam. Y'all, I'm telling you, it's going to rock. So, I'm going to jump into today's topic, and it is, who are you without a man? So, I just want to know, how does an amazing woman like you end up believing that a life without a man by your side is miserable? Furthermore, sis, do you even know who you really are without a man? Have you ever sat and asked yourself that question? In other words, if you have a man in your life and you were to lose him today, would you know who you are? See, we as women, we can put so much into both a man and a relationship that we forget about us and our own dreams and inspirations and ambitions. We lose a lot of ourselves trying to make a man happy and make a man want us. Sometimes we feel that we cannot do without a man in our lives. We don't want to be lonely, so we accept any and every little bit of man that comes our way because we don't understand our own self-worth. So, it's no secret that I have been married 3 times and I'm now in a healthy marriage. I don't hide that fact at all. Y'all know me. I don't. But what people don't know is how I ended up with all of these marriages under my belt. I don't even think that I mentioned it in my book called Pieces of Me. Your girl got a book, y'all, and I'm telling you, it is the bomb. You got to get it. Anywho, I got into my very first relationship when I was 14 years old. I had already had a baby, and this was my supposedly first love. So he came in, took care of me, claimed my son as his, and life was great, right? At least that's what I told myself. Life was great. So he began molding me into what he wanted me to be. And within that, I lost who God needed me to be. I became a female version of who he was. He wanted me to mirror who he was, and so I did. Each and every day, y'all, I had lost a huge piece of who I was. And each and every day, I wasn't even realizing that I was losing me. And by the time we had divorced, I had changed. I was no longer Erica Diane Patrick. I can't tell you who I actually was because I don't know. But I know that I was not her. And furthermore, even though I knew that I could survive on my own, there was a piece missing in my life. And I thought that that was a man. I had become so used to feeling like I needed a man that I actually began thinking that I did. And so I jumped from one man to another until I ended up with three ex-husbands and a handful of crazy, flat out. I no longer knew who I was, y'all. Even though I pretended like I was so hard and I didn't need a man, inside, I felt like I did. I soon became that needy woman. So what exactly is a needy woman? Who is that type of woman? A needy woman is someone who will do everything and anything to please a man. And because she gives everything, she does not require the man to vacate it. She's too afraid to lose him because she wants to make him happy. She doesn't care if it jeopardizes her unhappiness. So let me give you some simple examples of a needy woman. And it's 25 examples, y'all. And I'm telling you, probably 10 of these examples are half the women out here that feel that they need a man. Number one, your happiness is a reflection of your relationship. You're happy when you're in a relationship, but you're unhappy when you're not. It's just as simple as that. Number two, your identity is dependent on your relationship. Your identity is always defined by being in a relationship. So it's always me and my boo, or me and my husband, or me and my man. Number three, your self-confidence is a admirers and your boyfriends. You feel beautiful when you are admired. You feel special when you are pursued. But if there's no man around you, you feel ugly and you feel worthless. Number four, you always have fear of losing that man. You're not taking any risks. No woman can steal him from you because you're his fence. He knows that whatever he does, you're going to be okay with it because you don't want to lose him. You gave up your routine when you were single in order to accommodate him. If you are doing yoga or exercising or doing line dances every other day after work, you will stop doing that so you can be with him because that's what he wants. Number six, you give up your identity. You change all of your views and all of your opinions based on what your current boyfriend likes and doesn't like. I'm going to say this, and she may be upset for me doing this, but I remember when my sister first met her kid's father, and everything he said to her was like gold. If he told her that the sky was orange, and we knew good and well that the sky is blue, she was going to believe that the sky was orange because he said it was. Number seven, you tolerate disrespect. If he calls you out your name, or if he cheats on you and you know it, you easily forgive him because you don't want to lose him. Number eight, you're always available. You make yourself available to him on a regular basis. regularly you see him on a short notice when he calls and says, drop everything. You make yourself available to him at the snap of a finger. You will stop what you are doing just because he told you to. Not asked you to, he told you to. Number 9, you have no life of your own. You don't do other things outside of you and that man. You spend your entire free time with him, regardless if he has a life and regardless if he does things without you. Your whole life revolves around him. Don't leave, even if you should. If a man gives you less importance and affection, if he ignores you or abuses you, you complain, but you will not leave that man. Number 11, you stop being the boss of yourself. He becomes your boss. You give away any kind of power you have in that relationship. You become his subordinate, which results to power imbalance. Number 12, you fear rejection, the woman you think he will love and think he will cherish. So whatever type of woman you think he wants, that's what you're going to become because you feel that you need this man. Number 13, you can't be happy alone. So even if you're unhappy in this relationship, you're going to stay. Doesn't matter how happy or unhappy you are, you're going to stay. Number 14, you give everything early in the relationship without leaving anything for yourself and hope to negotiate that he will reciprocate it later. You give your mind, your soul, your body. That will make him really want and need you the way that you have adapted to wanting and needing him. Number 15, you are attracted to any man who shows interest in you because you've been lonely or rejected or dejected way too long and before. You forget your standards or you have no standards at all. Number 16, your love craving sets you up for more relationship failures. You leave an unhappy relationship, sis, only to end up in another unhappy relationship. Number 17, you are dignity over having a relationship with him. It doesn't matter if he has a girlfriend or he's married. If he shows interest in you, regardless who else he has on the side, then you are willing to have a relationship with him. Sis, let me tell you, you cannot have a relationship with somebody who's already in a relationship. I'm going to say that one more time, sis. You cannot have a relationship with someone who's already in a relationship. Believe me, I've already tried it. And it did not work out. Number 18, you give up your career in order to support him and achieving his dreams. You give him your entire savings or whatever money you got to pay off his house, his car. You live with him. You pray that he'll marry you. But once he dumps you, you end up penniless. He runs you dry. You have nothing. Number 19, you want to change who he is. This is the opposite of a needy woman who drops her identity on a whim. Because in this case, you want to change him and suit to get your own needs. It don't work that. It doesn't work like that. Number 20, you think someone else will reap the benefits of your work that you feel you put into him. So you stay in this relationship thinking that eventually he will change. But if he ain't changed by now, he's not going to change. Number 21, you talk about marriage, children and a future with him too soon. Y'all ain't even been together for 6 months, and you are talking about marrying this man. Number 22, you believe every lie he tells you, even if you know that it's a lie, you believe the lie. Number 23, you try too hard to become close to his family and his mother and his cousins and his sisters. You do everything to gain their approval because you think that that's going to get you closer to this man. Number 24, you're still not over your own ex, and you jump into a whole nother relationship. Number 25, you give up who you are to become who he wants you to be. Listen to me. I talk a lot at work to a lot of males. I have a lot of male coworkers. And the relationship conversations, they always come up. And one of my coworkers said that, he said, a man will change for the right woman. He said, no matter how many females he's been with, no matter how many times he's been married, there is only one female that he's going to be willing to do a whole 360 turnaround for. So if you are in a relationship and your ex man is in another relationship, and you see that he's doing things for her that he didn't do for you, or you see that he's a better person now with her than he was not with you, you are not that woman that he was willing to change for. And guess what? That's okay. Because remember, everyone is not for everyone. Some people are in your life for a season, and some people are only in your life for a reason. Don't forget that, sis. Bottom line, it's time to find out who you are. Who were you before those relationships that you lost or even that you are in now? Do you even know who you are? You were not to even be in a relationship. Did you somehow lose your dreams and things that you wanted to do? Listen to me, y'all. When I turned 45 years old, I told my husband that I refuse to sit around any longer and allow life to creep by me. I am now 48 years old, and I find myself doing things that I never even thought about doing. And I can honestly say that I'm living my best life. And it's only going to get better because I know who I am and I know what I want for myself. My marriage is my marriage, but my personal projections of my life are mine. And I don't allow anyone to interfere with that at all. It's an amazing feeling, yes, to be in a relationship, especially with the right person. The right person won't allow you to even put your dreams to the side for them. The right man, y'all, won't even allow you to lose who you are for them. The right man won't make you feel like you believe everything that they say. The right man will not care if you have a relationship with your family or not, or with his family or not, because he will be too focused on wanting to have a relationship with you. He don't care if you talk to his mama. He don't care if you talk to his sister and his brother. He could care less. He's trying to figure out who you are so he can get closer to you. The right man, y'all, won't allow you to sacrifice your happiness for him. He'll be too busy doing what he can to make you happy. The right man won't sacrifice your dignity. He won't call you out your name. He won't hit you. He won't abuse you. He won't belittle you. He won't make you feel like you are nothing. The right man will not allow you to put needs and wants in front of yours. Ladies, when we are a whole by ourselves, we put our mind frame into helping our man be a whole. But if we are broken, our brokenness becomes someone else's pieces to try to put together. And who wants that obligation? We got to work on getting you back, sis. And there are so many ways to do that. You need to know that a man won't make you who you really are. A man cannot create you to be who God really created you to be. A man's responsibility to fix you. We put too much trust in a man and not enough trust in God to lead us down the path where God has called us to be in the first place. Queen, stop depending on a man to bring you happiness. Stop depending on a man to complete you. A man can't complete you. A man can only enhance the happiness that you should really be possessing. You really without a man. This is a question that we all should ask ourselves. And then when we begin to realize that we do not need a man, that's when we will rise about all the stereotypes and everything that we have been taught. We as women, we have been raised believing that living our life without a man is worthless and that we have failed as a woman if we can't get a man. And as harsh as it sounds, it really is the truth. No one taught us to find the worthiness and love within ourselves. Back in the day, women were expected to get married and have babies, not caring if they even wanted to get married and have babies. But guess what, sis? Whenever you were heartbroken and you were hurt and you came home to nobody but those beautiful children that you created, and there was no man there waiting for you, guess who you had? You had yourself. You had your own back. You were there to have those long conversations with yourself. When you were wondering whether you were doing the right thing when you left, you know when he cheated on you or when he hit you, listen, honey, the hard part is staying in a useless relationship. So, sis, guess what? It's okay to live your life without a man. Learn how to be okay with being alone. Learn how to be alone without being lonely. Let me say that again. Learn how to be alone without being alone. Learn how to be alone without being lonely. There is a difference, sis, in being alone, and there is a difference in being lonely. Let that set in your mind. Learn how to be okay with being alone without being lonely. It's okay. We sometimes want a man around us to say that we have a man, that we tend to accept any type of man that gives us any type of attention. Ladies, all attention ain't good attention. Some of it comes with a price, and some of it comes with consequences. Bottom line, mama, it's okay to be alone, But while you are alone, learn who you are. Learn that person that you have lost. It's your own responsibility to take control of your life and turn it into something worth living for. It's your own responsibility to take care of yourself and show yourself that you are loved. No man can do that for you. What we look for in a man, they should not be taking the place of what you should already be possessing inside of you, sis. Take on that challenge of showing the world what a woman can do with two hands with no need for a man. Regardless if you got a man or not, learn that it's not a bad thing to be selfish and dedicate all your time and energy to create the best life possible for you. Remember all those amazing women out there who have regretted those decisions? They found men who never touched them gently. They found men who never showed them love, y'all. They got men who have cheated on them. They got men who has abused them, who has used them, who has called them out their name with nothing but the clothes on their back, who has stripped them of every piece of dignity, who has silenced them. If that is the type of man that you want, do you, boo. I won't say nothing else. Ladies, listen to me. I challenge you to find out who you really are. Then when you get that man, don't lose who you really are just because you're in a relationship. Remember, the person he will fall in love with is that beautiful, sexy, strong, driven young woman that stands before him, because you're going to know who you are. When you look in the mirror, you're going to find that beautiful, sexy, strong, driven young woman, and you're going to present that person to the right man who's going to want to love you, going to want to cherish you. Don't no man want no weak women, y'all. Don't no man want no woman who does everything for real that he says. Don't no man want no woman who wants to be up under him 24/7. Don't no man want no woman that doesn't know who she is. For real. And if a man telling you that that's what he wants, he's lying. That's not who a man wants. A man wants a strong woman that knows how to back up to let a man be a man. A man wants a strong woman that knows who she is and knows what she wants out of life. But if you're sitting up here and you're giving up all your hopes and your dreams for him, and you what he wants, find who God has not only called you to be, sis, but find who God has created you to be. I'm telling you, only from experience, that it's so easy to lose who you are within a relationship, that eventually, when you look in the mirror, you don't even know who that person anymore. I remember when I went after my third divorce, and I went to the Social Security office to get my new Social Security card with my maiden name on it. And I sat, y'all, in my car in the parking lot, and I looked at that piece of paper that said Erica Diane Patrick. And, y'all, when I say I cried, because I had no longer knew who she was. I had lost myself in three marriages. I didn't know who she was, before I presented her to another man. And I ended up that's where I was. I was no longer, y'all, about that life of being weak no more. I now know who I am. Even without my husband, I know who Erica Diane Patrick is, who God created me to be, because I put in the time and I put in the effort to find her, to love her, to cherish her. So you got to do that for yourself before you think that somebody else is going to do it. If you don't love yourself, how do you think another man is going to love you? You don't love yourself. You don't care for yourself. You think he's going to? For what? That's exactly what he's going to say. Why? Why should I love you and you don't even love yourself? No, it don't work like that, sis. You got to get up and you got to find who you are on your own without a man, period, point blank. And I guarantee once you do that, all these relationships that you have had up to this point, they're going to be worthless to you. And then when you present yourself to that next man, you're going to all of a sudden know that he don't possess what you want. He don't possess what you need. He's not the one for you. I guarantee it. This week, I challenge you to find who you are without a man. Flat out. Cry, y'all, because when it comes to relationships, I hold those so dear because I've been through so much that I would never want another female to go through what I've been through. So when I come with these types of messages, is because, y'all, guess what? Your girl been through it before, man. And I never want another sis to go through that. I hurt when I hear about sisters that go through this kind of crap with men, that allow men to abuse them and use them and degrade them. I'm telling you, I hate it with a passion because I know how that hurts. Feels, but I'm telling you, I also know how it feels to love myself, and I also know how it feels to finally have a man that loves me, that cares for me, that supports me in everything I want to do. There's nothing that I have yet gone to my husband about and told him, "Bae, I want to do this or I want to try this," that he has not said, "Bae, go on and do it. You can do it." Telling you, find who you are, and eventually God will, he will present you to the correct man. I guarantee you, because you're not going to never want another day in your life to hurt and be put down and be in a worthless relationship again, because you're going to know who you want. You're going to know what you want, and you're going to know who you are. I love y'all so much. I'm asking you guys so much. I'm asking you to please push that like button, push that share button. Follow me on Facebook. I'm on Spotify. I'm on Stitcher. I'm on Apple Podcasts. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. And if you know somebody who may need to listen to this, please share it with them. I love you guys so much, and I only want the best for you. Thank you so much for joining your girl E on Talk to T with E. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to Talk the Tea with E, a podcast powered by Heart to Hand Shoebox Ministries in association with Pieces of Me, an autobiography by Erica Patrick Van Zandt. If you have show ideas or would like to be a guest on the show, remember to email us at talkthetwithe@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Facebook, and tune in every week to get your dose of Talk the Tea with E. God bless and good night.